Welcome back to Engaging the Community, our monthly program with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. I'm Jennifer Moore, and I'm joined in the studio by President Smart. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Today, we are talking about Missouri State University's China programs. The university has a longstanding relationship with the country of China, and I'm curious to hear from you how that began and how did it develop into what it is today?
So started under Dr. Kaiser 20-plus years ago. Jim Baker was designated by President Kaiser to begin creating partnerships and relationships in China, both, to bring Chinese students here. There are a variety of benefits that come from that for our students, also as a source of revenue, and forging partnerships to allow American students to study in China with partner universities. And that was an intentional strategy. In fact, I just came back from China last week. We celebrated our 20-year anniversary partnership with Tsinghua University. That was the first partnership. We've had a branch campus of our College of Business in Dalian for 18 years. I was in Western China, where we've had a research partnership with in plant science with Ningxia Forestry Institute, and got to visit there. And so that's how it all began. And you know, today we have 800 to 900 Chinese students here this semester. We also have many students from around the world, including China, that study here for 2 to 3 weeks on a short-term study away trip, much like many of our students go to Asia, South America, Europe for short-term study away trips. And I think it's been a very positive relationship. We have relationships now with over 20 universities in China.
So 800 to 900 students, you've mentioned that they leave their impact here on the community. But is there also the hope that Missouri State University and the wider ideals that they experience here in the United States will also go back home with them to China?
In terms of the big picture of America, one of the really important things all universities do when international students come here, particularly international students from countries that are less democratic than we are, is they see how we operate. They see our beautiful country, the clear skies, the freedoms that we have, the economic opportunities that we have, the welcoming environment that they have, and then they take that back with them. So if they're going back to China and they've had a tremendously positive experience here, they carry that experience back with them. And the people that study here, these are top 10 percenters of the Chinese population. You can't just decide to come. And so they're going to be chief financial officers of big corporations. They're going to be presidents of big corporations. They're going to be government leaders. And they've had a tremendously positive experience in the United States. And that ultimately helps, I think, cement positive relationships between our two countries, at least in the long run.
I'm just curious, mentioning that they go back and take on these wonderful positions of leadership. Do they tend to stay in touch with the university through their alumni programs?
We do. They stay connected to each other, both in person and through kind of the social media app that everyone in China uses called WeChat, W-E-C-H-A-T. And when we were in Ningxia, we've had probably 300 or 400 students go through a program and study here from Ningxia University and Ningxia Forestry Institute. Almost 100 came to an alumni event we had there.
I read in the news this week that the number of international students coming to college and university in the U.S. has fallen for the second year in a row. Are you seeing that reflected in the Chinese students coming here to Springfield?
So I think nationally, the last 2 years, international students are down 2 years in a row now. We've had that. I don't think to the same extent other universities have, but there's no question that visa complications, a sense of an unwelcoming environment in America, gun violence in particular, that parents of children, wherever they live in the world, want their kids to be safe. And so if there's a worry that America has become unsafe because of crime or because of instance of gun violence, that impacts your willingness to go. They still have opportunities to pick Australia or United Kingdom or Canada or a variety of other places to study. And so we have to manage that, and we do it in part by talking about and separating Springfield from other places and demonstrating what a welcoming, safe environment it is to go to school here.
Cliff Smart, president of Missouri State University, thanks for stopping by again.
Thanks, Jennifer.